the next chapter, the handwriting analysis and the question document examiner. I really am glad that I got to do this chapter because a lot of people look at handwriting analysis and forged document examiners and go, that is so different. They have no right being intermingled. And it's like Mr. Walker says, you know, the document examiner and graphology are two different disciplines. Both, however, deal with the study of characteristics made in manual writing. This is so true. They both are two totally different disciplines. However, they use so many of the same features hand in hand. I'm not sure if a lot of you guys have studied graphology or handwriting analysis, but in my opinion, and Dr. Walker's opinion, you know, the document examiner who has studied handwriting analysis is a better examiner as it gives him the ability to scrutinize the foundation in all of the writing. Now, one thing to keep in mind is handwriting analysis is not court accepted. You can't go in and say, well, you know, I think this guy did it because his character traits, he's a thief, you know. They will throw you out bigger than. But the thing is, there are so many aspects of handwriting analysis that are similar to forgery examination. It's kind of crazy not to do the two together because it brings in aspects from either side that mix. And I can remember doing cases in class that I have relied on that to pick up on small things that have helped me make my answer or my findings for a case. And it's not bad to not have it, don't get me wrong, but there are a lot of people who think if you have handwriting analysis training and you are a forged document examiner that you're just a big foof and you're no, you know, that you're just all fluff and you don't know what you're talking about. There are two schools of thought on that. There are the government examiners who typically have not had the learning in handwriting analysis, and then there are those like us who go out and find training for ourselves. Now, I can tell you from personal experience, these government people are very stuffy. I hope there's nobody on here that's a government person. I went to a case, McAlester, Oklahoma. I actually wasn't there for the forgery examination. I was actually there with the sheriff's office. I was taking an inmate in, and there was a document examiner there. And I was going through this course just as you are. My inmate was in custody back in her room, and I was observing this case, and I noticed he was there, and I went up and tried to talk to him. And, I mean, he was just very cold and curt, and, you know, I started talking to him about document examining, and he told me he had learned it through the military, which that's where most of these people get their training, is military or government. Whenever he asked me about mine, I told him that, I was studying it. He wanted to know what my credentials were, and as I'm telling him, he just, you know, got this look of astonishment on his face. And he said, well, you know, that can't be any type of reputable school. You didn't learn from the military. And, I mean, he just got so upset and irate. I really had to walk out of the courtroom because he was getting so upset about it. And I was just like, wow. You know, and they think that you're a whole different breed of person. And you have to keep in mind when you're with these people around them, you can't let them make you feel like less because, you know, they're trying to be that way. They make judgment upon people like us who do our own training and don't realize all the training, that the extents that we go to get our training. You know, and then if they find out that you do handwriting analysis on top of that, they're just like, oh, well, you know, you must not know anything that you're talking about. You know, it's a wonderful tool that you can use hand in hand. And if I remember correctly, you know, Kurt for a while didn't mention handwriting analysis on his CV or his curriculum vitae or his resume because of that purpose. But to this day, I think he still does. And because you can disseminate between the two, you just have to be prepared. You know, a lot of people are threatened by that, and they will treat you differently. And if you have the knowledge of the difference between the two, then you'll be prepared to handle the questions that they come up with. It's handwriting analysis is helpful when you have the background in it. It's not a substitute or any type of training for the document examination by any means. It gives you another tool because there's so many things in it that are similar, and it gives you things when you're looking at handwriting analysis. For example, there are traits in handwriting analysis that will tell you if somebody's got a mental injury in certain parts of the body. Mm-hmm. And in that, it shows up as like a little ink blot in their writing. Mm-hmm. this is one of the things that I was telling you I noticed in a forgery case. Now, I naturally couldn't go into a court case and say, well, you know, he's got a injury on his lower left leg, so I know that this is the guy who did it, because they don't accept that. But you can reword things and say, well, you know, even if you said it in layman's terms, there's an ink blot on the lower side of this letter J that isn't in this one over here, and it is repeatedly in the question the same way, and the letters are formed the same, and the slant's the same. You know, there is a small thing that a lot of people don't know to look for, and it just is another tool that, you know, was helpful for me in a lot of my cases. You must take care to distinguish between the two disciplines, though, and to acquire adequate training specific to the document examination. Because they'll question you and they'll try to trap you. You have to be prepared. Like I said before, your knowledge is your armor and it will protect you. If you come in prepared with the knowledge of the difference between the two, then, you know, they can't scrutinize you for that. And usually a court will just tell them, you know, that you've answered the question and they move on. One of the pitfalls of offering court testimony comes from the opposing attorney requesting you to analyze the handwriting of a subject for him, or trying to establish that handwriting analysis is your basic business and not document examining. And they'll say, well, you know, what percentage of this do you think came from handwriting analysis? Or they'll try and trap you into things like that. And whenever they say things like that to you, just tell them, I don't deal with percentages, I deal with facts. And if you always listen to the questions and take time to answer, they can trap you into anything, back you into a corner. Because trust me, you know, there are a lot of attorneys out there who are really good at that, and that's how they win cases. Just saying one wrong thing can make you seem like you're backpedaling, but if you come prepared and are aware of what they're going to ask you, then you don't have to worry about that. State it simply, your skills as a handwriting analysis are not relevant to the case, and you didn't do anything with handwriting analysis in the course of your examination. And with that stops them dead in their tracks. They can't continue to ask any questions with handwriting analysis because you're putting it point blank. And usually the judge right then will just, you know, tell them to move on with their questioning because they have nothing else to use there. But be prepared if you do have handwriting analysis in a background. You know, I personally think it's a wonderful, wonderful tool. And when I started this program, I actually started the document examination first and then did Bart's handwriting class along with it. And I am so thankful that I did because, like I said, it has proved to be a wonderful tool in helping me in both aspects of, you know, the forgery examination and the handwriting itself.
If no one else has a statement, I would like to share with the group about I have had the opposing attorney Google my name, find out everything about me, and then try to use it to discredit me. Fortunately, I knew what he was doing, and I would just simply say that is totally irrelevant to the case.
Exactly.
And the judge never called me on staying straight with him. And there was one point when he referred to it. He said, so you do handwriting analysis, you do parties? And I said, yes, and I do handwriting analysis, and I do events, and it actually pays better than document examination. However, that is not what we are here for today. And I said, I also play golf, but I don't do that as well as I do document examination.
Good for you.
And the judge never one time called me on my etiquette because I was referring to, I would hand him right back what he was saying.
That's right.
And I couldn't have done that probably early on. Most of the time, the attorneys have been really pleasant. They ask you the questions, but they don't come after you with a vengeance. This guy had nothing to go on, and so discrediting me was his only avenue of defense.
And that's usually how they do. You're right.
And just this week, I had got a letter an attorney that made this statement. He's hired me now for a case. He said I had the opportunity to cross-examine you in a fraud case involving forged signatures in the United States Bankruptcy Court for Nebraska. And he said, and I was impressed with your knowledge of handwriting and document examination. And he said, I am in need of your service. And he has treated me like I am royalty, you know.
Wow.
So
that's great.
If you just be patient, these are all things that you will learn.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody's going to ask you anything. You can take as much time as you need to.
That's right.
To
you can
answer
ask
the questions. You can
the
even
questions.
Say,
yeah.
You know, could you please reword that? I'm not sure I understand what you're asking me. There's stall tactics that you can use to get to get your feet, and to just stay calm, just be present, and know. And I'm sure we're going to get that training as we go along. And let's just all take a deep breath and know that all is well.
That's right. And like I was saying, you guys, this seems really, really overwhelming. I'm sitting here talking about you guys going and testifying in court and these attorneys attacking you, and you're going, oh, my God. That comes with time. That's little ways down the road for you. What we want to do is to prepare you, and you guys are going to come in contact with Mr. Don Lehu, and this man will change your life. God love him. He is the most fun countryman you ever met in life, and his favorite pastime is antagonizing attorneys. He will go on the stand with a notepad and paper and write down everything he asks them, and it makes those attorneys so nervous and so upset, and all he does is say, well, Judge, I'm just writing it down so I understand what he's asking. And they never tell him he can't have that notepad, but those attorneys get so flustered. You know, he will tell you, he will give you a list of things, and they will prepare you guys of ways of stopping these attorneys dead in their tracks.
They're scared. Most of the time the opposing attorney doesn't really know about what to even ask you, even in a deposition, where it's
and,
a little
And that's
more.
Why they attack you, is because they have no knowledge of what you are doing or what your job entails. And so, like she was saying, they go just to discredit you. And if you stop them dead in their tracks, that's their case. They have nothing more to go on. And so, I mean, it just makes you look that much smarter, first off, and then you get to go on with your case, and it makes you win that much easier. But they will prepare you guys for all this, and don't be overwhelmed with the thought of all this, and oh, my gosh, you know, all these attorneys are going to come at me. Just remember, you know, they're all people, too, and they're doing a job just like you and I are. If you just take your time and look at it as you are in a conversation with a person, they can do nothing to hurt you. Literally, they can fluster you, but if you keep your composure and you just remember your training, you guys will be amazed at how easily 99% of these flow. A lot of times, this type of stuff doesn't happen, but we want to prepare you just in case it does, so you can't get up there and go, oh, my God, what am I supposed to do? But most of the time, all of my cases, as far as the handwriting, have been smooth. I mean, smooth going, smooth transactions. I've never really had someone come at me and try and discredit me. In the law enforcement perspective, I have. But as far as the forgery perspective, I have not. And so most of your cases, you're not going to experience that. But when you start dealing with a lot of the high profile cases or a lot of monies involved, you know, these people get really wrapped up into it. And so they will do whatever they have to do to win that case. So just keep in mind that you're not going to go in unprepared, because these guys have so much information that they're going to give you that you're just, I mean, you'll walk away with binders full because they have so much information. You're going, gosh, I'm going to have to go back and reread all this stuff. There's just, you guys are going to do great. Don't let it overwhelm you. Don't be fearful.